Safety-Driven Podcast. This is part 5 in a series of 8 podcasts that discuss the elements of a safety program. This podcast discusses incident investigations.
So what's the point of doing an investigation? It's already too late to prevent the accident, and all I'm doing is investing more time into something I can't change.
An investigation gives you an opportunity to determine the root causes of the incident. This lets you see exactly how it developed, usually over a period of time, and lets you put corrections in place that prevent a repeat of the same thing again and again.
Okay, so investigations are needed, but what does a proper incident investigation look like?
Well, proper preparation starts well before the incident occurs. It starts with assembling a team and the materials to enable them to collect information about any incident. The team also needs training in how to perform the incident investigation and a clear understanding of the purpose of the investigation. Of course, if there is an incident, you must also make that team available to do the investigation.
Okay, so what are some common mistakes made when conducting an incident investigation?
Well, probably the worst error is when the investigation assigns blame to individuals rather than looking for root causes. This is short-sighted and prevents any meaningful corrections from being made. Investigation is done, but not documented. Without records, you have no proof of your safety activities. Recommendations are not developed from the findings. Why do the investigation at all if you're not going to learn from it? Results of that investigation are not communicated to staff. I mean, you've already made changes that you need, so let everybody know so they can be part of that new, safer system.
Where can I go to learn more about the investigation process?
Safety Driven has developed an online investigations course that will certainly get you started. Like all our resources, it's free for members and can be accessed at www.safetydriven.ca/resources. You can also contact a safety advisor at ohsadvisor@safetydriven.ca. This has been an overview of incident investigations. The next part in this series deals with emergency preparations.